Amen. In this season of our lives, it's time to change. Somebody say amen. Amen. We just can't keep doing what we've always done. Because if we keep doing what we have always done, we'll have the same thing. Amen. We say we have to change. Amen. In life, you know what? You have to change things that you do. If it's not working, the best thing to do is change. Amen. Don't keep doing it. Amen. Don't keep doing it over and over again. Amen. Say change. The church, our church, you know, this year, we're going to change in how we do a lot of things. Amen. And you know what? People don't understand change. But you know what? In order to keep up with today, we have to change. Somebody say we have to change. Amen. We just have to do things different. Amen. There's a lot of responsibility that has been put on me. And you know what? I haven't been sensitive enough to say, you know what? It's okay to say that, because you know what? We have to change. Say we have to change. Amen. Somebody say we have to change. You know what? We've gone years. Somebody say years. Years. And we only had one building fund. Say one building fund. Amen. But there are people that have building fund for years. Amen. You know what? This year, I'm going to push you. Say, push me. I'm going to push you. Amen. Because there are things that we need to get done. And in order for you to be blessed, you have to be part of what God is blessing. Amen. Come on, somebody say amen. We can't always rely on insurance. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. We can't always rely on the hailstorm. Okay? Y'all know I'm in the right house. Amen. To pay for everything. Amen. Come on. We have to do something. And somebody say do something. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. We've been blessed. Amen. Because we've been in the will of God. But as long as we're in the will of God, we're going to continue to be a blessed church. Amen. Somebody say a blessed church. We're blessed beyond measure, man. We're blessed beyond whatever people think we can be. Amen. Because a lot of people don't expect what we do to come out of us. Amen. Come on, somebody. I heard a story, and you know what? I'm going to have to steal that story, because this guy told about two horses. Amen. There was one horse that pulled 5,000 pounds. Amen. Come on, somebody. Then there was another horse. He had a horse, man. That horse pulled at 5,000 pounds. He had another horse that pulled 4,000 pounds. Come on, somebody. Amen. And in the natural, you would look at it and say, well, 4 plus 5 is 9. So when you put them together, they should be 9. But they said when they put those horses together, they pulled 15. Come on, somebody. I know I'm in the right place. It's called synergy. Whenever we get together, we can do a lot of things. Amen. Instead of saying, well, he pulled 5. Come on, somebody. He pulled 4. Amen. Why not get together and pull 15. Am I in the right? Come on, somebody. Amen. Amen. I only say that because you know what? 2020 is not going to be the same around here. Yeah, I don't care what you say. Amen. You may not understand it, but it's not going to be the same around here, because God has a mandate on our lives to do more for the city, to do more for those that are around us. But in order to do more for those around us, we got to get together. Amen. Come on, somebody. We got to get together. We're not that church. And just in saying that, there's some things that I want to show y'all. Well, today's message is all things can be made new. And did you see what it's at the end? Part 2. Amen. Because she did part 1 and she did a great job. Let's give her a hand clap. Amen. She did a great job last week. Amen. I'm talking about a fantastic job. And I said, I don't even know if I want to finish this up. Amen. The way you went off and the way you explained it, amen, because I'm not going to explain it like you did, amen. I'm not going to articulate, amen. I'm going to put some words where they're not supposed to be. I'm going to say some ain'ts, amen. Come on, somebody. Come on. But anyway, show that first slide, amen. Amen. First slide. Look at that. And I know some people are saying, what is that? That's the floor that was upstairs, amen. Come on, somebody. Remember what we're talking about, change, how things change, amen. Things change. Go to the next slide. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you, amen. Things have to change. But just like those things are changing, things have to change in our lives, amen. Come on, somebody. Next slide. Look at her. Look what the Lord has done. Amen. That's our youth room. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. They have speakers that are going to go in the corner. Amen. Come on, somebody. And they're going to be able to do their own thing. Somebody say, do their own thing. Let's give the Lord a hand clap, amen. Say change, amen. See, a lot of times what happens when it comes to change in church, people will say, we don't have to do all that. You're right, we don't have to do all that. You're right, we don't have to do that. But God has called us to do all that, amen. Come on, somebody. Next slide. Somebody say change. Yeah, y'all look, it's changing, amen. Do y'all see the floor? Y'all see how the floor used to be? And look how the floor is becoming. Just an example in our lives, amen. We shouldn't always look like we always used to be, amen. Come on, somebody. All things are made new, amen. Last slide. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Okay, y'all look. Did y'all see the progression, amen? Say things can change, amen. Except for my grandson, he's not going to be there, amen. Come on, somebody. But in this area, this is going to be their area. You know, say the pool table. Look at Charles back there. He used to be old pool shark, amen. See, I remember him back in the day, amen. But say pool table. They're going to have a pool table up there so that they can shoot pool, amen. Come on, somebody. And you know, kids play games, video games. We're going to move the big TV that's downstairs. We're going to move it upstairs, and we're going to let them play their own video games. Amen. Amen. They may even have tournaments. Am I in the right house? Amen. They got dart boards. Amen. We're putting everything that they need up there because you know what? They should have the best. Somebody say the best. But what happens whenever somebody say they don't need that? Amen. When somebody say they don't need that, they go to Father's love. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. Okay. Or somebody else. What's she saying? Let somebody else take care of our kids. This year, nobody else will take care of our kids. Amen. We're going to partner with Father Love. Father Love does what they do, but you know what? We're going to get those same kids, and they're going to have church. Come on, somebody. Somebody say amen. All things, say all things, can be made new. Amen? So y'all that haven't been upstairs, that's how upstairs look. Y'all that don't desire to go upstairs, that's how upstairs look. And we're going to continue to post so that y'all can see how good God is and how y'all have affected the next generation. Amen? Now, our foundation of scripture for today will be 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. When you get it, say amen. Say all things can be made new. All things can be made new. Now, in the book of 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, it says, therefore. Somebody say, therefore. If anyone, somebody say anyone. Now, you know anyone means anyone. Amen? Anyone means them too. Say them too. Anyone is in Christ, it says he is a new creation. It says old things. Somebody say old things. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Amen. See, in our last service as a church family in the last decade, we prophesied by saying what the word says and have chosen to stand on what was spoken. Amen. Great things. Somebody say great things. Are ahead of us. Say great things are ahead of us. I don't know about you, but this year in 2020, great things are ahead of me. Say great things are ahead of us. So both as a church family and in our personal lives. In the book of Jeremiah 29:1, it says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you. This is God talking, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Amen. It says, goes on to say, it says, plans to prosper you and not to earn you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Amen. Because God has a future for you. And I just came this morning to tell you that we have hope. No matter what you went through last year, you still have hope. Say, I still have hope. Some of us suffer sickness. Somebody say amen. Some of us lost loved ones. Some of us suffered financially. And some of us are still waiting on spiritual answers. But even in the midst of what we went through, God is faithful. Somebody say, God is faithful. He let us see another day. So I came this morning to tell you that we need to embrace life while remembering just how good God has been to us. Because God is faithful. Amen. Do you know God is faithful? God is faithful even when we're not faithful. Even when we don't feel like getting up in the morning, you know what? God woke us up. Amen. Say he's faithful. So let's not dwell on the past, because all you can do about the past is rejoice, repent, and move on. Somebody say move on. Because change is a part of moving on. If we don't embrace change, we cannot move on. Amen? Nobody's driving a 1919 anymore. Come on, somebody. But if you're driving a 1919, that means you just have a vintage car. Amen. Amen. But I'm just saying that because it's now 2020. Amen. In 2020, even in 1919, they cars can't go as fast as the one in 2020. Amen. And that trucks are not the same. Amen. I say trucks not the same because Gary got a turbo diesel. Amen. A turbo diesel. He don't just have a diesel. He has a turbo diesel. Amen. If anybody know anything about turbos, when you hit that thing goes. Amen. Amen. But that's progress. Somebody say progression. And change is great. Say change is great. Anyway, in Ecclesiastes 3, 1, 2, 3. And I have a few scriptures that I just want to share with y'all. Because this year we have to do things different. Not so much in the church, but we need to do things different in our lives if we expect for God to do more in our lives. We need to do more. Amen. Somebody say do more. If you do more for God, God is obligated to do more for you. Amen. I didn't say do more for the church, but it's good that you want to do more for the church. But you need to just do more for God. Amen. You know what, God, this morning I'm going to get up and I'm going to pray for somebody. Amen. Because I know somewhere somebody is praying for me. Amen. I'm going to pray for somebody's wayward child because, you know what, I once had a wayward child. Am I in the right house? Well, anyway, maybe you haven't, but I have. Amen. It says to everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Amen. It says a time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down. And what does it say at the end? And a time to build up. Somebody say build up. So my message this morning is to build you up. Amen. And it's just a continuation of Pastor Loretta's message that consists of 3 points. When and why should we change? When and why should we change? You know, I've been doing this all my life. Why should I change? Because the Lord has told you to. Because the Lord has something better for you. And if you don't change, you'll keep having what you always have. It's time to change. It's time to change. And I always mess with old Sammy because every time I look up, Sammy's talking about come and give me some kind of testimony. Amen. Because Sammy said it's time to change. Amen. Sammy said somebody, his refrigerator at home. Is it okay if I say that? If I say it wrong, tell me. His refrigerator at home. The refrigerator just wasn't doing right. Single refrigerator, just a fridge. Not a refrigerator, a fridge. Amen. Y'all know what a fridge is. But anyway, he said, did you know what? He's fixing to have to go somewhere to get a double wide. Come on, somebody. One of those with those double doors on it. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. But you know what? He has to go somewhere to get it. Amen. Do you get that? He has to go somewhere to get it. A lot of us don't want to go nowhere to get what God has for us. Am I in the right house? Amen. And I'm not through. Amen. Sam, I'm not through. Sam said, I got something else to tell you. Amen. Somebody's giving me a living room set. Amen. Come on, somebody. But he got to go somewhere to get it. Amen. And he said, you know what, Pastor? I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you for the word. Amen. I just want to thank you because the word is working in my life. Amen. On the 28th of this month. Amen. Sammy starts a new job. Amen. Come on, somebody. Look. He done throw his Bible down. Amen. Come on, somebody. Y'all just don't know. Amen. But he said last week, he said, you know what? He worked at McDonald's. And you know what he said? You know what he said? I'm not going to curse McDonald's. I'm thankful for McDonald's. But God. Somebody say, but God. Amen. 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 You know, he didn't get mad at McDonald's. Because McDonald's did what he did. Amen. McDonald's, he was faithful at McDonald's. Come on, somebody. Somebody say faithful. And because he was faithful at McDonald's, God said, when you're faithful in a little thing, come on, somebody, I'll give you much. Say, give you much, amen. Amen, 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 amen. And his pay went, whoo, went up, amen. Somebody say went up, amen. Amen. But you, Sammy hadn't forgot. Say, Sammy hadn't forgot. So why should we change? What keeps us? Someone say, what keeps us from changing? That's the second point. And how should we make a change? So here's the first one. Why and when? Why, when and why should we change? And there are many reasons that we should that change should be made. First of all, when God tell us, amen. Somebody say, when God tell us. She mentioned this morning a still small voice, amen. That's usually how God speaks to us, amen. He doesn't speak to us in a thundering voice, amen. Somebody say, a still small voice. We should make a change when we're not happy with our present state. And I'm going to turn this way, amen. I know everybody not happy this morning, amen. Come on, somebody. Especially in 2019, I was not happy, amen. So because I was not happy, you know what I have to do? Come on, somebody. I have to make a change. Or when there is a deficit, somebody say deficit in our present state. Say present state. Somebody say, what does that mean? That means lack. Somebody say lack. So let's start with the spiritual. Lack of faith, lack of trust, lack of confidence in our God. Amen? In our natural state, it could be a lack of funding or provisions. But when there is lack, there should be a change in our lives. Amen? We should do everything that we can in the natural to eliminate the natural. Amen? Did I say that right? We should do everything. In other words, whatever we're doing, we should do everything to improve where we are. Amen? See, God can help us, but we have to put our natural on his super, and it becomes supernatural. Amen? And you know what? We always get testimony, but this is one that she gave last week, but I want to give it over again. I'll tell you that the Dodies have put their natural, come on somebody, in God's hand and saw the supernatural happen. Amen? Somebody say supernatural happen. In the natural. Somebody say in the natural. We reduced our income when I retired. Oh, only one person said, all right. I should have been saying, all right, all right, all right. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. But I reduced it so that we could move to Jacksonville. Say, move to Jacksonville. Okay, I'm not through. Amen. I took, somebody say, pastor took, a $30,000 pay cut. Do y'all understand $30,000? Do y'all understand? I know y'all understand $30,000. Well, I took $30,000, amen. Somebody say a pay cut. And let me go and put this out there. The church ain't giving me $30,000. Amen. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. Say, but somehow, God expanded our natural so that our lifestyle didn't change. Amen. Come on. Somebody, I'm telling somebody, you have to trust God in things. Amen. They still trying to figure that out, baby. $30,000. How you take $30,000? Huh? She said, did you hear what she said? She said, she know how to add. She said, that's $2,500 a month. Amen. Come on, somebody. But whenever you trust in the living God, you're not looking at what man gives to you. What you do is you eat out of the hand of God. Amen. Come on, somebody. Because God has provision in his hands. Amen. Come on, somebody. No, I'm not going to wear a tore-up clothes, amen. Come on, somebody. Because my God is a big God, amen. My Father owned the cattle of 1,000 hills, amen. All the silver and gold is his, amen. Come on, somebody. Don't get mad at me, amen. And I heard somebody say, I'd have stayed on that job. Well, you can do whatever you want to do, but I got to do, come on, somebody, what God has told me to do, amen. So the question is, how could this happen? See, God is a supernatural God, amen. 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 I know some are thinking that pastors now get paid from the church. It got quiet on that one, baby. I don't consider that pay. Amen. Come on, somebody. But I do receive a salary from the church. Say, from the church. It's not a lot. Amen. It's enough. But whenever you put a little bit in God's hand. Come on, somebody. And he blesses it. Come on, somebody. And he breaks it. Come on, somebody. And he gives it back to you. Amen. God, somebody say God is able. He blesses it. He breaks it. He gives it back to you. God is able. Amen. Somebody say God is able. Amen. Amen. And then some people still think, well, he get a salary from the church. No, you didn't say that in the early years. Amen. In the first years that we began, it was my money. Amen. It was our money. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. I'm telling you, it was our money. We bankrolled our bank account. Amen. So that God could get the glory. Amen. And God is not a man that he should lie. Amen. What he's done in principle for one, he'll do for another. Amen. Somebody say do for another. Amen. When the church needed lights paid, amen. Come on, somebody. When the bill was $700, just y'all didn't know that. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. And there wasn't $700 in the account. Amen. You know what I would say? I would say, Wells Fargo, that's my bank. Amen. Transfer that money to the church. Am I in the right house? Amen. But I thank God that we ain't got to do that anymore. Come on, somebody. All the bills are paid. Amen. On time. Amen. We're not behind. Amen. And we have excess. Somebody say excess. Oh, in the bank. Amen. Come on, somebody. When you do it for God, God will do it for you. Amen. Oh, boy, I'm getting excited. I could just stop right there and just let y'all know how good God is. Amen. So a lot of people don't know how good God is. All you see is this. You don't see what goes on behind the scenes. Amen. Oh, but God, somebody say God is good. Not only is God good, but God is faithful. Amen. And I mentioned that about what I used to do. Amen. And I still do it. But many pastors will not mow the churchyard. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you, many pastors ain't going to mow no churchyard, especially while they're members. And I'm not looking at nobody. Pass by and blow their horn at you. Amen. Come on, somebody. Oh, Lord Jesus. None of y'all. It's those people that didn't come to church this morning. Am I in the right? Come on, somebody. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, it got quiet on that. Amen. Amen. I mowed the churchyard for years. Amen. Amen. Oh, Jesus. Not only that, many pastors, would not carry heavy boxes of tile that other able-bodied people, come on, somebody, could carry, so that our youth could have a place where they can be in a safe haven. Come on, somebody. I had to go back to the back doctor, amen, to get some shots, amen. But you know what? All I know is that they are worth it. Say they are worth it, amen. Many pastors won't do that, amen. Say many pastors. Y'all know many pastors. Y'all know pastors. Y'all know they ain't going to do that. They're not going to get their hand dirty, amen. But I'm a pastor to get my hand dirty, amen. Say get my hand dirty. Amen. Y'all remember over here, there was a Christmas tree. Where is the Christmas tree? Some ladies took the Christmas tree down, but you know who helped them take the Christmas tree down? Pastor helped them take it down, amen. Most pastors would look the other way when it comes to taking stuff down. Am I in the right? I'm trying to help you this morning, amen. When I grabbed a hold to that heavy box, come on, somebody. Pastor didn't have no help. But you know what? I know where my help come from. Come on, somebody. My help come from the Lord. Amen. Am I right? I know if I keep doing for God, God is going to raise up somebody somewhere to help me. Amen. Come on, somebody. Sammy. Oh, Lord Jesus. Did you hear what he said? I'm one of them. Amen. Pastor ain't got the motor yard no more. He said, I'm one of them. Pastor ain't got the painting stuff no more. Guess what? Sammy said, I used to do that. I'm one of them. Amen. Come on, somebody. Don't get mad at Sammy. See, that's why come Sammy's provisions is coming in. Am I in the right house? Amen. Because Sammy is about the Lord's business. Amen. Don't ask him to do nothing. Amen. He say, what can I do? Okay, whatever. You can do that if you want to. Amen. I got another one down here. Picking up trash left in the alley by passerbyers. Y'all know pastors don't pick up trash. Don't y'all play with me. Y'all know I can start calling these pastors out. They not going to pick up no trash. You better get those deacons to pick up the trash. Amen. Come on, somebody. But you know what? Every time I pick up a piece of trash, I say, you know what, God? You're raising up somebody to use their power, to use their ability, to use their influence to help me. Amen. Because we need help. Say we need help. Amen. Say change is on the way. Amen. Say is on the way. Say is on the way. But this is what God told me to tell you, that as a priest of this house, no matter how minimum the salary is that I receive, and I'm telling you, it is minimum, that if you continue to give to this ministry and the Lord blesses me, he has to bless you. Amen. It doesn't matter what the amount is. Whatever I get, I'm going to give my percent to the Lord. Amen. And because you're attached to that, the Lord has to bless you. Amen. Say, bless me. Amen. And we just said that just so you would know. Amen. So people can't be lying on us, talking about we living off the church. That's a lie. I had my house before we got to church. Amen. We had a new car before we got out. So people be talking about, oh, they done got another car. Amen. Amen. That's what they say. They see you driving another car. Oh, the church done got them a car. Now, we traded in a good car. Amen. And got a car. Amen. Come on, somebody. She said, for less money. Amen. Say, for less money. Amen. See, that makes sense because we had to change. Amen. Say, somebody say, had to change. And I'm just saying that because if God does it for me, guess what? He can do it for you. Amen. Amen. So that was the first one, amen, when there was a deficit. The next one, that was the fourth. Well, anyway, the next one is when others are unhappy around you and ask you to change. Come on, somebody. When other people are around you and ask you to change, you can't be angry all the time, amen, because they ask you to change. You can't pull back because they ask you to change, amen. You just have to watch the company that you keep. Say the company that you keep. Because if you keep good company, they're only trying to expand you. They're only trying to grow you. They're trying to push you to where God wants you to be. Amen. A lot of times, you know what? We look at churches and we think churches are trying to get something from us. Now, what we're trying to do as this church is get something to you. Amen. Say, get something to you. Amen. Then the next one is when the world changes around us. Say, when the world changes around us. We have to change. Amen. That does not mean we change to please the world, but as our environment changes, we have to change. Say, we have to change. Amen. And there's somebody in here that they work out. My friend, they work out. But now they got what they call elliptical machines. Amen. You know what? Some people tell me, what are elliptical? Elliptical is where you don't need somebody to help you work out. Amen. Come on, somebody. They're not free weight. You know, free weight, you get up on that weight and you have what they call a spotter. Somebody that will hold that weight just in case you can't get it up, amen. But now, somebody say now, they have what they call elliptical weights. And they have this so that we can work out. Say we can work out. So a lot of people, whenever you say work out, that's a taboo word. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Look here. My friend works out every day, amen. Somebody say every day. He's working out on him, amen. Amen. So we have to work out, somebody say every day. Somebody say, do I have to work out every day? Yeah, you need to work out every day, amen. Do you eat every day, amen? If you eat every day, guess what you need to do? You need to work out every day, amen. Somebody say, work out, what do I have to do? Just walk. Come on, somebody, just move around. Don't stay in the same corner flipping the switch, amen. Come on, somebody. Somebody say, move around. Somebody say, move around. So I just said that, but that's something that we have to do, amen. We want to be better in 2020 because we have a long haul ahead of us, amen. Somebody say, a long haul. We got a long way to go, amen. And so in order to get where we got to go, we got to be healthy in what we do, amen. Well, I just heard somebody say, well, Pastor, you don't look too healthy no more. But anyway, amen. Come on, somebody. I'm working on something. Amen. Say, working on something. Amen. Even though the world says it's okay, I know it's not okay because we have a lot that we have to do around this camp. Amen. So this is where she ended, and I'll start. Amen. What keeps us from changing? What keeps us from changing? The number one thing that keeps us from changing is fear. Somebody say fear. What if I'm not successful? And this is the question that I pose to you. What if you are successful? Come on, somebody. If you don't try it, come on, somebody. How can you fail? But if you fail, the word says that a just man gets up seven times, amen. just because I fail don't mean it's the end. It just means I have to try another way. Am I in the right? Come on, somebody. Come on. I'm telling you. Failure is just a word. Amen. The next one is being comfortable. Say being comfortable. Being comfortable. Change is uncomfortable. Amen. And I'm back on this working out thing. I don't even know where I'm working, why I'm saying all this thing. If I start working out, come on, somebody, my muscles will hurt. Amen. If I start getting up early in the morning to pray before beginning the day, I'm going to lose some sleep. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. There's always an excuse. Come on. To being comfortable. I'm here to make you uncomfortable. Gary, you need to do more in 2020. Gary said, man, do you know what I did in 2019? 2019, do you even know? Did you see my agenda? Amen. But you know what? God is going to bless you more. Amen. We want to be blessed more. We got to do more for God. We got to put our natural, amen, with his super, and he will stretch us. Somebody say, stretch me, Lord. See, in stretching, you remember in stretching, when you stretch a rubber band, if you put it to its limit, a rubber band would never go back to where it was. Amen. Even though it looks like it, it's not back to how it was. And so that's when God stretches you, you should never go back to where you started from. Come on, somebody. When God stretches you, you should continue to be on that plane to where God is taking you. See, God wants to stretch y'all in 2020, in 2020. But you know what? It's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to hurt. It's not going to seem like it used to be. And I come this morning to tell you that it's not going to be like it used to be. But if you do what God has told you to do in 2020, God is going to take you higher. You know what they always say in church. We want to go higher. It's going to take you higher than you ever been before. Amen. It's going to take you further than you can see. Come on, somebody. God wants to stretch you so that he can get the glory. Amen. Come on, somebody. And if we give God the glory, he's not selfish, and he's not going to allow for anybody to take that glory from him. Amen. But God wants to stretch you, Gary. Janet, don't you be looking like that. Janet looking, what about me? He wants to stretch you too, amen. He wants to stretch everybody. Charles, he wants to stretch you too. Charles said, Charles said, he already stretching me, amen. Come on, somebody. But he won't, look, oh, Joe, do you see what that man did? He's stretching me like this, amen. That reminds me about how they stretched my Jesus, amen. It says they hung him high, come on, somebody, and they stretched him wide, amen. Come on, somebody, amen. But you know what? That's what the Lord is going to do to y'all. He's going to stretch y'all. But y'all have to know that it's the Lord stretching. Amen. And he's doing something. Say he's doing something in my life. But it's not going to be comfortable. Then the next thing is tradition. Oh, Lord Jesus. Say tradition. I like things the way they are. Come on, somebody. I like it the way it used to be. Well, I come to tell you this morning that it's not going to be like it used to be. It's gonna be like God wants us to be. Because if we continue to do it like it used to be, we're going to be left behind. Amen? Like the computer class they took. If you don't know how to do computers, you're going to be left behind. You're going to be left behind. Y'all think I'm playing. I walked in McDonald's the other day. The woman asked me, were you paying cash or card? I said, well, I'm paying cards. She said, well, you need to go over there to that machine right over there. Amen. And you know, I'm looking. I'm like, what am I supposed to do with the machine? Amen. Amen. I'm telling you. That's progression. That's the way to. Have y'all been in McDonald's? Or y'all go through the line? Y'all need to go inside. Inside. And then not on that, you got to learn how to work that machine. Amen. But if you're scared of computers, amen. Oh, Lord Jesus. Well, you know what? I'm just going to go to Kentucky Fried Chicken. Amen. Come on, somebody. And you're going to miss your Happy Meal. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. Do you get that? Happy Meal. Amen. So when you go to Kentucky Fried Chicken, you're going to be mad. Amen. Because you're going to be talking about how happy you could have been. Come on, somebody. Okay. Whatever. Okay, whatever. I'm the Happy Meal, amen. I'm telling you, we're moving, amen. And you know, with me saying that, it's good that I said that. I'm sort of segueing into that because we're getting ready to get computers around here. Come on, somebody. And this little stuff that we be doing on paper, y'all got to start doing on computer. Look over here. Look over here. Look over here. look over here. She said, "Who, me?" No, I'm telling you, when you get ready to get your supplies, guess what? You're gonna do it on computer and put your request in. So come on, somebody. I'm just saying. Amen. But tradition would tell us, why do we need to change? We don't need to change. I'm here to tell you that things become obsolete. Come on, somebody. Y'all may be asking, why are we doing so much around this church? Because these things become obsolete. Amen. Tile has become obsolete. Amen. Now people got wood floors. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. I'm just saying things have to change. My pastor says that whenever somebody shows up at your church, the first thing they do is observe. He said, when they come in, do your church smell old? Come on, somebody. Oh, Lord Jesus. And you know, it have me coming in. I'm telling you. When people come, that's like when people come into your house. Come on, somebody. They look around, amen. And if your house ain't in order, they may not say nothing to you, but you know what? When they leave your house, everybody in Jacksonville know that your house was, oh, Jesus, amen. Same thing by church. If your church is not in order, first thing they say, I'm not coming back there no more. The next thing they do is they tell everybody, man. Now, y'all know I want to use that word, but I'm not going to say it. Those people do not have their stuff together. Amen. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm just saying. Okay. You can do what you want to. That's obsolete. The next thing is peer pressure. Somebody say peer pressure. What will my friends say? I'm tired of worried about what friends say. Because if you look at the friends, they ain't got nothing anyway, amen. Come on, somebody. How can you tell me, amen, how it's supposed to work and you not working it, amen? So what you're saying is you want me to work it and you to get the benefit. No, please. Come on, somebody. I know I'm finna hurt somebody right now, but I don't care who I hurt, amen. Because you know what? How can you tell me how to buy a house? I mean, how can you tell? Yeah. How can you tell me how to buy a house? You haven't bought a house, and I done bought three houses. Amen. Come on, somebody. How can you tell somebody, give them your advice, amen, and then here I am, I done did three, but you won't send them to me. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. There has to be something, amen. Now you know everything, amen. Come on, somebody. You scared that somebody going to say that I know more than you. But that's just an example. If I want to know about pharmaceutical sales, I ain't going to go to Gary. If I want to know about pharmaceutical sales, I know who I'm going to. Look here. I think right before his name is Dr. Amen. Come on, somebody. Even though this is Dr. Gary, amen. He was Doc back in the streets, amen. Come on, somebody. But this was Doc in the building, amen. Come on, somebody. y'all, come on. Y'all stay with me, amen. So who am I going to listen to? The man to know about pharmaceuticals, amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. No knock on Gary, amen. Because that's the way we survived in the streets, amen. Come on, somebody. But time brings about a change, amen. I don't care what people say. Because peer pressure is not going to change who I am, amen. Peer pressure is not going to keep me from loving my wife. It's not going to keep me from treating you right. And not going to treat me from loving God. Amen. Come on. Peer pressure, because they don't do it. Amen. That has no bearing on what I'm going to do. Say what I'm going to do. See, because we are judged based upon our heart, not their heart. Amen. Because the first thing we say, well, they did it. Come on, somebody. Well, they were wrong. Amen. Just because they were wrong don't mean you need to do it. So as grown-ups, we should know that. Amen. We can't be led by other people. Say led by other people. I know I took a long time, but anyway, we're almost there. I have one scripture that I'm going to give you, Philippians 4 through 13. And you should have this, because if anything, Philippians 4, 13, I can do all things. Somebody say all things. Through Christ. Somebody say through Christ. Ain't that right here? Ain't that right here? It strengthened me. What's right there? Yeah, under that shirt. On that arm. On that arm. On that hat. Yeah, what does it say? Y'all listen. A lot of people don't know that, but I share a lot of things with people. You know, a lot of people don't agree with tattoos and all that stuff. You know, you can do whatever you want to. A lot of people don't agree with drinking, but you drink. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. It's wherever your barometer is. It's whatsoever you believe. Listen, I'm trying to win my son. Come on, somebody. My son and I got a tattoo together. But you know what? I put on my tattoo, Philippians 4:13. Come on, somebody. Oh, Lord Jesus. And I made him get the same one. Listen, if we're going to get a tattoo, this is what our tattoo is going to say. Philippians 4:13. I know somebody just said, Pastor, what is it Pastor ain't done? Amen. Come on, somebody. But you know what? I had to win my son. And right today, my son and I can put our shoulders beside each other. And you know what? Our shoulders look just the same. Amen. Almost. Come on, she said almost. Amen. His is smaller than mine. Amen. But you know what? I had to do that. Amen. Somebody say, I had to do that. I had to do that. And I didn't do that because everybody else was doing it. I did it because that's what my son was doing. Amen. Amen. I'm finna mess y'all up now. Amen. There was an earring phase. Oh, Lord Jesus. Why it get so quiet in here? Everybody just waiting. Amen. Amen. There was an earring phase. My son wanted to get his earrings. Wanted to get his ears punched. So me being the daddy I am, I said, I can't go with two, but I'll go with one. Amen. Come on, somebody. I'm just saying that. Amen. Amen. That's what I'll do. I'll do for my child whatever it takes for him to know that somebody loves him. Amen. And that's the same way God is. God would do so much for us because he loves us. Amen. Don't get mad at me. Amen. Somebody say, I don't wear it. You know, because it caused people to stumble. People was judge me. Amen. You don't see me with my sleeves up. Amen. Because you know what? People would judge me. And you know what? I don't want to cause another person to fail because of me. Come on, somebody. That's just in my heart. Now, if you come out to my house, amen, come on, somebody. I may just have my sleeves up, but I want to tell somebody this morning that my hole in my ear has closed. Amen. Come on, somebody. I don't wear earrings no more. Am I in the right house? Okay. I just want y'all to know that because y'all need to know that. Y'all need to know I'm a real man. Amen. Ain't nothing fake about me. Amen. I put everything out on the line. Amen. But I do that so that people can know if he did it for me, he can do it for you. Come on, somebody. Because I can do all things. Somebody say all things. Through Christ who strengthens me. The next one is laziness. Amen. Somebody say laziness. Making an effort. And this is what lazy people say. Making an effort does not seem like a good thing. Amen. Making an effort. Just continue to let the leaves just, you know, eventually those leaves out there, you know what those leaves are going to do? Those leaves are going to go back to nature. Amen. No, rake the yard. Amen. Somebody say rake the yard. Amen. Come on. That trash out there, we're not going to worry about trash because guess what? The wind going to blow. Amen. Come on, somebody. And it's going to blow it. Come on. I'm telling you, laziness. Amen. And that's lack of effort. Amen. Somebody say lack of effort. And then the next one is lack of knowledge. Say lack of knowledge. Say lack of knowledge. See, we must always try to get knowledge. Say always try to get knowledge. Amen. In the book of Proverbs 15:22, you have to skip a couple of ones. It says without counsel. Somebody say without counsel. Without, when plans go awry, but in the multitude. Say in the multitude of counsel, they are established. That means that in the multitude of Christians, amen, that believe the word of God, amen, you can get counsel, amen. And you know what? We have to say this so often. When you come and talk to Pastor Loretta and I, you know who you have talked to? You have talked to Pastor Loretta and I. Amen. You haven't talked to the Jacksonville Daily Progress. Come on, somebody. Amen. You hadn't talked to KAZI. Amen. Amen. I know I dated myself there. But anyway, amen. That's old radio station. But anyway, amen. You have not talked to any of them. You can get counsel. Amen. Amen. Come on, somebody. We counsel. We counsel people. And you will never hear anything outside of what we talk about. Amen. And I just say that because in 2020, if you need counseling, you need to come to your pastor. You need to say, Pastor, you know what? They acting up. Amen. You know what, Pastor? Something is wrong right now. Amen. You know what? I'm not feeling stable in my mind. Amen. You know what? We need to come to Pastor. Because if you don't come to your pastors would never know. Say, would never know. Amen. Somebody say amen. So you have to get that. Amen. The next thing is rebellion. Say rebellion. Say rebellion. Rebellion in general is exactly the same as sinning through witchcraft. Come on, somebody. In general, the term refers to improper spiritual practices. Rebellion. When you know to do right and all you do is wrong. Am I in the right house? Come on, somebody. When you know the way to church, come on, somebody. I'm not looking at nobody. Amen. And on your way to church, you turn and go to the liquor store. Am I in the right? Come on, somebody. On your way to church, amen, you turn and go to Louisiana. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Rebellion is whenever you know what's right and you don't do what's right. Amen. So how should we change? And I'm glad you asked. The first thing you need to do is seek the Lord. Somebody say, seek the Lord. Somebody say, seek the Lord. In 2020, we're going to seek the Lord. Say, seek the Lord. How should we change? Number two is commit to work. Say, commit to work. Somebody say, commit to work. How are we going to change? We're going to finish strong. Somebody say, finish strong. And when you finish strong, you have to stand on the word. Amen? You have to form a new habit. Somebody say, a new habit. Come on, somebody, form it. In order to break a habit, it takes 90 days to break a habit. Come on, somebody. Somebody said, Gary said, 90 days? Yeah, most habits, it take 90 days. Amen. And if you continue to work on that, you know what? I'm not going to do that no more. Hey, but some people, sometimes, you know, God supernaturally does stuff. Amen. But with most habits, it takes 90 days to break. Amen. That's why come we always say, if you follow the word of God that we preach for 90 days and your life does not change, I'll eat the Bible. Oh, somebody said, somebody start grinning on that. You eat the Bible, but you have to follow the word of God for 90 days. Amen. You have to do what God says do. And in 90 days, your life, say my life will change. Amen. Say, finish strong. The word says, there have no temptation taken you that is common to man. It says, but God is faithful, who would not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able. Amen. Now, this does not mean that you can't hang out with heavy friends. Come on, somebody. Y'all going to get that in a little bit. But if you're trying to lose weight, come on, somebody, and they are constantly encouraging you to eat, come on, somebody, they are not your friend. Somebody say, they are not your friend. If you're trying to be a better steward over what God has given you, and they keep telling you, let's go to this store, let's go to that store, let's go to this store, we can get this on sale, and you're trying to be a better steward of what God has given you, you know what you need to do? You need to cut them loose, amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. I know they've been friends all your life, but you know what? You need to cut them loose, because we need to be better stewards over what God has given us stewardship on. We need to have better, say, better friends. This year, I'm going to have better friends, amen. I'm going to have friends that will urge me to do what's right in the Lord. Amen. And the last thing I have is fasting. Fasting makes your flesh stronger. Somebody over there said, did he say fasting? Amen. Yeah, fasting. Y'all know what fasting means. Sometimes fasting means you don't eat something. Amen. Sometimes fasting means that you don't watch something. Sometimes fasting means that you don't drink something. Amen. Somebody say amen. You got to fast something, amen, and give it to the Lord. And you know what? You know what? If you don't like broccoli, don't be talking about, Lord, I'm going to fast broccoli, amen. Come on, somebody, amen. That's not no fast. I'm just saying it has to be something that you love, amen. That's like me. I love ESPN. Come on, somebody. But on Wednesday, for the last 5 years, we have watched no TV. Somebody said, no TV? What's up with that? No. Said we on vacation, amen. We might watch TV, but you know what? We don't watch TV, but that's what we have chosen to do. We don't eat in the morning. Come on, somebody. Boy, y'all done got quiet on me, amen. Somebody say fasting. It's good. We have to fast something in order to get something from God, amen. And it's you know what? And we have to practice spiritual strength. Say spiritual strength. But the reason why I'm saying this to y'all, and don't y'all leave church whenever I say this, because this year we're going to call several church fasts. Come on, somebody. We're not asking you to fast for 40 days, amen. Somebody say, if he had me to fast for 40 days, I'm not coming back to that church, amen. Come on, forget Daniel, amen. That Daniel fast, now that's the, no meat, amen, for 40 days. No, I'm not fasting with y'all. But we're saying that because there are certain things that we're going to fast for, amen. We're going to fast for the city to change. Come on, somebody. But we're going to come together corporately. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about we're gonna pass for them. We're gonna fast for them to put curbing on the north side just like they have on the south side. Come on, somebody. I'm just saying there's stuff that we're gonna fast for, and we're gonna see the hand of God move. Amen. We're gonna see them improve all the city, not some of the city. Come on, I'm telling you, we're gonna fast for our kids. Amen. Come on, somebody. And you know we're going to fast for the government. Am I in the right house? So as I close, I'm going to ask you to focus on what in your life needs to change. There may be several areas, and that's all right. But I'm going to ask you to include an area that will allow you to grow closer to God, to fulfill his purpose. So with eyes closed, as I pray this general prayer for better, this is what I want to leave you with today. Choose to change. Father, I just pray over our congregation today. I just pray that they have greater days ahead than they do behind, Father. I just pray, Father God, that 2020, Father God, that 2020 will be a total different year, Father God. That they will experience increase, Father. That they'll experience divine favor, Father God. That everything that their hand touch, Father God, you'll prosper them, Father God. I thank you for a prosperous congregation, Father God. I thank you for a congregation that's willing to change for your glory, Father God. Because in the end, Father God, it's going to be all about you and not about us. We're going to continue to decrease this year, Father God, in ourselves and increase in our spirit. And in the end, Father God, you're going to get the glory. You're going to get the praise. And Father God, you're going to answer our prayers. And we thank you, Father God, that as we hear from heaven, Father God, that you heal our land, Father God. And we thank you right now for healing. In Jesus' name we pray.